time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
I'm Dave Douglas with the second of a two-part community comment on an upcoming California ballot initiative sponsored by Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom. Mr. Newsom, who is one of the main backers of the highly criticized Proposition 47, now presents an initiative with the appealing ballot name of the California Safety for All Act. I must again acknowledge an article from the Los Angeles Association of Deputy District Attorneys titled "The Ammo Police is Not the Answer to the Criminal Use of Firearms." I use excerpts from the article in portions of the comments during both parts of reviewing the California Safety for All Act. Portions of this act will have a detrimental impact on law-abiding gun owners. Among the myriad of changes to state law, the measure would institute a total confiscatory ban on the possession of large-capacity magazines with a larger-than-10-round capacity, regardless of when you purchased them. Even legally owned, grandfathered magazines. Current legal magazine owners will be forced to turn them in, have them destroyed, or sell them to a dealer. It will add severe and expensive new restrictions on ammunition purchases, including a mandatory Department of Justice permit for anyone who wants to buy ammunition. There will be a ban on private ammunition sales and a gun order database of ammunition purchasers. This certificate would take up to a month to obtain, would cost up to $50, and would have to be renewed every 2 years. Names of those who have a certificate would appear on a database of certified ammunition purchasers. It would require all dealers in California to obtain an ammunition vendor's license to sell ammunition. It would ban ammunition purchased at a firing range from being removed from the firing range. It would ban the private transfer of ammunition and ban the private importation of ammunition from out-of-state retailers. It would require gun stores to post a lengthy notice in letters 1 inch high. The act bizarrely defines ammunition for purposes of these restrictions as including things that are clearly not ammunition, such as magazines, clips, speed loaders, and auto loaders. The Large Magazine Capacity Initiative will criminalize every Californian should they possess magazines carrying over 10 rounds, making it a misdemeanor crime. This crime would be punishable by up to 364 days in jail and a $100 fine per magazine. Californians who have legally purchased and possessed standard capacity magazines, usually 15 rounds, for decades, would now be criminals and subject to lengthy jail sentences, even though they've never used these magazines for any crime. It is bad public policy to enact laws which the vast majority of Californians will ignore. It is worse public policy to enact measures which will not accomplish the goals they claim. Theoretically, the goal should be not to criminalize law-abiding gun owners. I'm Dave Douglas, and this has been a community comment on KINS Radio.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.